Thank you, Angela. Let us pray. Lord, I ask that all my words and the meditations of each of our hearts would be acceptable in your sight, O Christ, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. When I prepare the services for the week, I usually do it at least a month ahead, and I look at the scriptures and try to think of what I might talk about and then design all the hymns and liturgies around it. So when I was looking at this scripture, I was so excited because I love the scripture about Revelation. I love the talk about hope and the water of life and the New Jerusalem coming down. So everything was designed around it because I really didn't want to talk about the gospel lesson. So I figured that once I started to study this and I saw all the hymns, I'd go to Revelation. But when you pray about things, sometimes God takes you in a different direction. And I'll tell you why I don't like the John passage. It has nothing to do with Jesus said. It's how we've treated this. He says, little children, I am with you only a little longer. And then he said, I give you a new commandment that you love one another just as I have loved you. You also should love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples if you have love for one another. Well, those are wonderful words. And the reason I didn't want to preach on it is how the American church has sanitized that. And when I was growing up and I'd hear sermons like this, the pastor would get a faraway look in his eye and invariably ask for us to sing, we are one in the Spirit, we are one in the Lord. I don't like that song. And or we'd stand around a campfire and sing Kumbaya. And you know how I feel about touchy-feely stuff. Because I would see all those people looking wistful and joining hands, and I knew how they treated each other days of the week. And it was phony baloney to me. So when I looked at that passage, I thought, oh no, I want to talk about Revelation. I want to talk about Jesus saying, I'll give the water as a gift of life. I want to talk about the sweet by and by. And the Lord said, no, you got to talk about this. So I had to read it again. I give you a new commandment that you love one another just as I have loved you. This is not about our feelings. This is not about the people we love the best and we have that warm feeling that comes over us every time we see them. This is about an action. Just as I have loved you. Well, how did Jesus love his disciples? He loved them by teaching them. Every time they got together, he had something to say to them that would teach them something new. He loved them by serving them. We remember the story how he got on his knees and he washed their feet. I draw the line on that one, except that he wasn't talking about literally washing someone's feet. He said, I'm showing you something. This is a symbol of what you need to do. It's about service. And every time we serve someone, we are loving the way Jesus loved those disciples. I think of the people who did the open door lunch on Wednesday. And as they walked around with their pitchers of water and milk and served the people, they were loving as Jesus loved. You got to think about that. Every time you serve, you're in the footsteps of Jesus. We're putting feet to the gospel. The gospel is eminently practical. The gospel is about serving. The gospel is about teaching. Jesus loved the disciples by making breakfast for them. Everything Jesus did, the actions he took, were loving actions. And that is our job, to love in that way. That's not about feelings. It's about doing. I saw that in action when I accompanied Scott to that wonderful banquet. It's called the Golden Heart Award, and it awards people who have done so many volunteer hours in this county. And I was amazed to see how many people give of themselves. Some of these folks work full-time jobs and still have time to volunteer countless hours. One story stirred my heart. It was a group of people who found out that the radiology machine in Sturgeon Bay was down. So every cancer patient that needed radiation had to go to Green Bay in order to get it for a 3-month span of time. This group got together and said, we're going to need to transport them. And they logged thousands of hours in their own automobiles, taking people to and from cancer treatments in Green Bay until that Sturgeon Bay radiology was fixed. That's loving as Jesus loved. Those are sacred times. So when Jesus says, I want you to love each other the way I loved you, he's not talking about a kumbaya moment. He's not talking about getting that hackneyed old song out and saying they'll know we are Christians by our love. Talking about action. How we serve each other. How we teach each other. You parents know that when you're teaching your children, it's not just what you say, it is what you do that teaches them so much. And Jesus taught all the time. And if we're to love each other, we need to be teaching each other by our actions. We need to be serving each other. And every time we do, we are the hands and feet of Jesus. So when you read the scripture, think of the ways this week that you have loved as Jesus loved. It's all about teaching. It's all about service. It's all about action. When I was at that banquet and I watched the people go wild when Scotty's name was put up there, and he was up against a lot of people who had served, one of the ladies next to us, who I didn't know, when she said, well, Scott, what are you up for? And he said, well, the lifetime service award. And she said, well, of course. And she said, I've seen you do so much. I see you everywhere I go. It seems I have a Scott moment and a Scott sighting. This is how we promote the gospel. Can it be said of us that we love the way Jesus loved in our teaching, in our service, in all the things we do to promote somebody else's health and well-being? That's how Jesus loved. Can we say the same for us? Let us pray. Lord, I thank you that love is not based on feeling, that love is not based on the actions of others that we might like or not like. I thank you so much that you loved tangibly. And I ask that you would help us to love tangibly this week in our service, in our teaching to every person we meet. May we reflect you in Jesus' name. Amen.